Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
And now one of the greatest traditions in country music show business, the famous Mother Maybelle Carter, along with Helen, June, and Anita. Ladies and gentlemen, the Carter family.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the kind of fine. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Ba 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 ba. And we're lucky to have one of the Carter sisters here with us today.
I wish.
Are you going to sing?
If you listen,
you
real,
want me to sing.
You got to listen real closely. Yeah. Real closely in the background.
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is that Miriam? The falsetto in the back.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's great. Peter.
That was great. You can tell how much we hate having you come in, right?
I know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Thank you.
Miriam Carter from the New Hampshire League of
Craftsmen. League of
New Hampshire Craftsmen. New Hampshire League of Craftsmen.
And at this point, shouldn't your sandals be soaked by the dew at Mount Sunapee? I know.
If the world was right,
that's exactly where you would be this morning.
Or as my friend said, one of my colleagues at the league said, it just feels weird that we don't have to wash our feet in the women's sink.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go.
Whoever and sleeping you would in the miss that.
Right. Exactly.
Please, God, let me wash my feet in the sink again.
And sleeping in the car things. For 9 days loses its allure.
That sounds like heaven right about now.
Yeah, I know, comparatively.
So where are we? I mean, what's going on?
Well, first of all, let me introduce someone I brought along with
me. Oh, sure. Okay? I like it.
I brought Amy McNamara-Sweet, one of our juried members, who is well-versed in all things fair. So, Amy, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. It's wonderful to see faces that are not in my house on my television screen.
Yes, I know. Oh, I know. It's a great thing.
Now, hang on. Before we get rolling on this, and God knows where we're going to go with this, as she's probably told you.
Right off the cliff.
We've heard this, and people have heard this before, about juried members.
Nice.
What is a juried member, and how long a road does it take to get to become that?
So, because I'm kind of a slow learner, my road was long. I actually had to jury 3 times to get in. And
we were in fourth grade for 4 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we get it.
Kind of
we understand.
We get the slow reader thing.
Being a juried member means you not only have to get good at what you do, you have to have the internal wherewithal to suck it up and have a bunch of people tell you why it's still not good enough.
Really?
Right.
And that is just part of it. And that's how the league maintains this extraordinarily high quality level of workmanship.
So once you're is it like being a professor? Once you're juried, you're juried forever?
As or long do you as you pay to? Your dues.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You're gonna
but
stay
you don't have to go
group.
Back for re-upping or recertification.
Unless you want to expand your work into another line.
Another medium, right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I started out as a non-metal jewelry specialist. Okay. And then I decided I also wanted to make hats. And so I needed to go and jury a second time. For new mediums. So I've actually juried 4 times.
Was that
now.
Less scary going back the second
it
time?
It was less scary going back for the second thing. You know, at that point, I had a lot of friends and I kind of understood the process a lot better. But I would encourage anybody who wants to be involved with the league to just take that jump because it's really not terrifying. It's just unusual. It's uncomfortable.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But all of the best things in life start with discomfort.
Right. But it was part of the learning process.
Absolutely.
But there has to be that innate satisfaction when it's done to say, juried. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. My grandmother was a member, so this was held at a very, very high level in my family all my life, that if you're really going to be a craftsperson, if you're really going to be an artist, if you're not a league member, you're nothing.
What the hell
was
that?
Wow,
that's great.
That
so, every Thanksgiving. So, Amy, you in yet?
Yeah.
No kidding. You think you're kidding? It didn't happen like that. I'd go home for Christmas, they'd be like, did you ever apply? Did you apply?
Yeah, right.
It's cute, the stuff you do, but did you apply?
Are you juried?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell are we talking to you for, then?
We'll
keep her.
Trouble.
Okay, good.
Trouble. All right, so again, so you're probably going through the same withdrawals that Miriam's going through.
I think I'm more of an extrovert than Miriam is, so I'm in deeper pain.
Yeah, okay, I got you. I understand.
Well,
you're more of a people person, and you love seeing the people.
This crushes me. I feel like the little capuchin monkey that like was taken away from its mother and just given like a stick figure.
Oh yeah.
So
I
want my real soft,
it's not the
squishy
same thing.
People. I don't want the stick.
I know.
Figure
I'm
on my
with
screens.
You.
This afternoon, 3:00. You know, exit 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You and I will stand by the liquor store. And we just talk to people, and it'll make you feel better.
I could want to wear a mask and be like, and gloves and be like, please hug me.
And look, she's got this great wine opener.
Yeah, there you go.
We're perfect.
I'll wear a Tyvek suit. Please hug me.
Nice.
Okay, so, however, we've got to keep it on.
Exactly.
So how did we reconfigure the fair?
We went virtual, which a lot of organizations are doing. What we wanted to do more than just listing websites of our members was to actually create an environment that people could enjoy on the monitor.
Right.
So there's lots of videos, demonstrations, live, recorded, lots of ways to engage. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're really impressed by what these members are putting out for videos. It's kind of crazy good. We're getting comments like, wow, it's a whole educational experience. And if we can't be there at the actual event, this is second best. And then, of course, we've got about over 140 artists who have websites where you can buy their work. And also, many of them are setting up so you can talk to them. So it's more personal.
See, and again, that, I think, is the plus of the fair, because you get all of that. You get live music. You get demonstrations. You get to talk to the artisans themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but is this a scarier format than just doing it at Sunapee?
Well, it's unknown, so we surpass the major obstacle of not crashing our website.
That's wonderful. Good. Yeah. Happy first weekend.
Yeah, we had over 17,000 people over the weekend exploring our website.
That's wonderful.
We had a range of sales, from some people doing one sale to another person doing $5,000 worth of sales in one day.
Awesome. Yeah.
Nice. We've heard from individuals that they sold work to folks in New Mexico, Argentina.
Wow.
California is our third largest state that's responding. It was first New Hampshire, of course, Massachusetts, and then California. California has a very strong interest in craft. We see many Californians when the summertime comes and they come to the fair. Yeah. So we do have a national reputation.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's different,
that's,
but
that's
good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, again, you've got to find it. We got to keep things going. We've got to keep things going and keep people connected. This is how you, Amy, as an artist, stay in, one of the ways that you stay in touch with your customers.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fair is very much a cornerstone event for me every year.
It's
kind of like summer camp for artists. I'm coming home and all my family's there.
Well, you've also worked for months because you got to build up inventory.
But mm-hmm. you know, the fair is extraordinarily weather contingent. It's extraordinarily geographically specific.
Mm-hmm.
So doing this virtual fair really gives us this incredible opportunity to be like, if it rains, who cares?
No matter what.
I'm shipping stuff to Alaska. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's all fine. You know, so it's got this huge benefit.
Wow. I forgot all about that, because you do, looking at a 9-day festival, you have to look at the weather, even though you probably don't even use the W word within 2 weeks,
actually, we track radar through Vail, and our relationship with the Vail organization, they actually track the weather.
Oh, that's great.
To make sure that there's nothing coming. And we did note there was a hurricane coming up the coast, and it was like, we're not there.
Yeah. We're fine.
What was really challenging, Pat, was that on Saturday, which has been known for the past 3 years of doing the fair, me leading this organization, it rained every morning in a big way at 10 a.m. right as the horns were being blown. And, of course, I would invite the governor.
The governor would come up and blow the horn, yeah.
This year, perfect Saturday morning.
Of course it was. Not a cloud in the sky. What do they call that? A bluebird sky.
Is the fair typically big revenue stream for you?
Yes, absolutely.
The big one of the year?
It's my single largest
event. That's
what
I figured.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah,
basically.
Absolutely.
And I'm assuming you're representative of other craftsmen. Like, oh my God, we can't have this go away.
In some ways, I have it a little bit better. I actually do many, many fairs and events over the course of a normal year.
Okay.
But for some of our artists, this is their single deal.
Yeah.
You know, they're semi-retired or they're, this is it. They work all year just to sell this fair. And so to have it done virtually really saved their bacon in a big way.
Yeah.
So what we do know, however, is it's not comparable to the live event. The sales will no ways be similar to being there live, but it's something, and something is better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also I was reflecting, we're meeting with the artists every night at 5 p.m. We have a Zoom call, and anybody can join it, so we can weigh in. And we're trying to get them educated on how to do social media. Amy's fabulous at social media.
But not everybody is.
No.
Not everybody is.
If we've ever fulfilled our 501c requirements, we've done it this year.
Providing training.
Right, yeah, to their credit, folks build websites within 8 weeks. They've upped their game with social media. It's remarkable.
It's been a huge boon to our league, to our membership, because we have a huge number of members who are amazing craftspeople, but who never did any social media, who had no website.
Sure.
And in preparation for this, it sort of forced them to the edge of that cliff, and they had to kind of build their wings on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going, oh, well, gee, if I had known I could do this,
sure,
I'd have done it years ago.
Right.
So there's, you know, the evolution is forced sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah, you really got to come out of your shell more.
I know. I was worried that she'd be shy.
Let's assume, for the sake of argument, fast forward a year from now, COVID is something that's being dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Back at Sunapee.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yay.
Now, but having said that, having a successful year doing a different platform, would you still keep some of these platforms for next year?
Great question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Great question. We've actually said that we're representing artists who have never had a booth at the fair because they could now partake.
Right, right.
I also think it's a way to amplify our organization,
That's
our
what
members.
I'm thinking, yeah.
So I think anyone participating in the fair will have the benefit of having a virtual fair as well. They'll have to manage their two worlds, which will be an interesting, but we have a lot of creative tenacity in our organization.
Well, it doesn't make sense to learn all this and then flush it.
Right.
And this will benefit more than just 9 days a year.
Right.
Because once somebody gets a website up and going and they're like, oh my God, we're making all these great sales to the middle of America. This is wonderful.
Right. And I will share with you that one of our challenges as an organization to promote this event was getting our members to engage with social media.
Mm-hmm.
We've scratched our head for years saying no matter what we did, we couldn't get them to engage. And now they're doing it. And now they're seeing the benefit of it, because I believe that personal relationship is what matters the most, right?
It really is.
So message, 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 and share, and the world gets bigger for you.
Well, with this event especially, and with actually your whole organization, Miriam,
exactly.
The League of New Hampshire Craftsmen, it's based on relationships. It's based on people, and as much as you can eye to eye with them at, say, the festival at Sunapee when it was happening, but now we can still do it virtually. You just still have the connection with the artists.
Exactly.
And
different,
the craftspeople.
Different form.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think we'll include both. I think it's the right thing to do.
So, just remember, all this stuff happened under your watch. So, you know, just saying. When the contract comes up, just go, yeah, remember.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Miriam Virtual Carter.
Right. One of the Carter sisters right here. That's right.
Let me clarify. Miriam Virtual Carter with incredible colleagues who pulled this off.
You know, it really is. It's always a team effort.
So never too early to suck up. That's good.
She knows what side her bread is buttered on.
That's right. Wow.
All right. And this is all happening at nhcrafts.org?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And there's a whole virtual fair enter point. You go in, there's a lesson of how to do it.
Because that's good.
It's different.
And it's a little more complicated than just look at the pretty pictures.
Well, you get better than just looking at the pretty pictures.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
You're linked to the bio. So if you look up Amy, you're going to see Amy's bio and what we normally have up on our website. But then there's a member's website link that you just click and you go to her site or you go to anyone else's site.
Oh, that's awesome.
But
good for you guys.
Stuff's been shipped all over the country already.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
And custom orders. That's the other cool thing about working virtually is people can see stuff on your website, and if you're out of stock, they can place the order and you can make it and ship it in a while.
Oh.
And that doesn't always happen at a show because people want that immediate
instant gratification. Yeah, I want it on my neck now.
Yeah, right.
I want to leave with this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
there's
a certain anticipation, like, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. You're going to love this.
I just ordered a Christmas for myself.
Yeah, right.
Well, and very likely, once you have a customer, they come back to you.
Because they fell
in love in the first place, not with just a single piece, but, oh my God, I love what you do. And then it becomes more than just that one encounter.
People begin to identify with the artists from whom they buy. And so it becomes a part of their persona.
Right.
You know, I always wear a Miriam hat, or I always wear an Amy necklace, or my house is decorated with, you know, Susie pots. This is part of who these people are. And they're excited to continue to expand on that.
That's great. That's great. It's exciting. Yes. So all the principles, the foundations of what this whole fair is for, still happening.
Exactly. And we actually were able to do a live version of our exhibition, which is one of our most spectacular events. It's called Art, Craft, and Design. It used to be called Living with Craft.
Okay,
We renamed it this year.
Okay.
Or last year, excuse me. And that's an award program that basically our artists put their best work forward.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a juried, and we were able to recreate that at headquarters at 49 South Main Street. We have an exhibition gallery there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's set up right now. People are welcome to come in. Our hours
are 10
to 4.
And it's safe, and it's clean.
Everybody
gets
to wear
a
mask. Use sanitizer, but you get to experience craft one-on-one, which is what people are missing. So feel free to come on by. And if you have any questions with navigating the site, just call us. We actually have an information program going.
Oh, my God.
We're responding.
All of that and then?
Operators are standing by.
We have a few operators standing by, and for emails as well as for
phone calls. When is it over?
So it finishes on the 9th.
Right, because it was
next Sunday.
Which is next Sunday, because it should have started this past Saturday.
So you'll start drinking on Monday.
Already done.
Oh, okay.
There we go. And virtually.
How do you think we always get through this
show? Yes, we
do. Well, that's,
glasses up and Zoom.
But a whole new series of challenges, but it sounds like everybody's pulled together.
I think so. I'm really proud
of ones who were kicking and screaming.
And there were some. There were some. No, the camaraderie is amazing, and people are managing their expectations because you can't just set up a website and say, hooray, I'm in business now.
You have to
be patient. So they're taking the long view, or as my friend Denise would say, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, very good.
After this, they need to continue working, and we'll continue educating them, like, don't stop now. Continue social media, build on what we've created for you. And we'll do the same as an organization because we learned a lot along the way as well.
Awesome. I've always maintained, and one of the expressions I use is, you can't turn an aircraft carrier on a dime.
No.
Okay, there's this curve that it needs to, but it sounds like you've managed to make that curve. And so you've gone from, this is what we do set the clock, this is what we do. Now all of a sudden it's, okay, this is what we're going to do this year during the same time, but it's different, but it's the same. And that aircraft carrier is turning.
Right.
And once you've made that turn, you're not going to go backwards.
No. We had an option to cancel. The only time the fair has been canceled was during World War II.
Okay,
And we didn't have that option.
No, that's good.
I do want to say this, and I appreciate you guys always, but all arts organizations, especially the League, are being challenged by this. All our revenue is 10 months of our revenue is taken care of by the receipts from the net from this event. So we are, we have a donation program, and we hope that people will share with us. Amy actually helped us develop a wonderful logo for the word hope. It's a big word, hope, big letters with the art of many of our members inside the letters.
Oh, nice.
And that can
really
be found on our, it is really pretty. Good t-shirts, good sweatshirts, hats, bags. Mm-hmm. And then people can just buy a ticket, a $15 ticket, all amounts help us, but we certainly need the support of New Hampshire to help us get through this time because it's challenging.
All right. There are just so many artists, in this line.
Exactly.
And it's such great and wonderful products right here out of New Hampshire. So,
tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back and wrap up.
Oh, that's you're the best.
Well,
more time.
Yeah.
Yay.
Well, I mean, she's going to be at the liquor store with us at 9. Oh, so we got time to kill.
There'll be three of them.
I've got an extra hazmat.
Perfect. Perfect.
We'll be back right after this.
I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Amy. Well, we figured we'd
pretty
stick that in for you.
So
we're
everybody's
Carter sister, so make a clean sweep of it. Miriam and Amy in the house talking about the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen. Wow, the event, it's here.
It is.
It is here.
We're in it. It's here. It's on your screen.
And people can go online now.
Yeah, it's 24/7. I mean, normally we limit it to 10 to 5, but now
they can go online at 1 in the morning and buy a hat.
In your jammies. See?
Who's a,
there's a plus.
With your cup of
Jake
cocoa.
Jake from State Farm?
Bingo. Yeah, Jake from State Farm.
What are you
Farm.
Wearing, Jake from State Farm? Yeah, okay.
Nothing.
All right, well, then I'll take two of those necklaces.
Yeah, right, right. Hey, that's when I do some of my best buying.
Well, I know. And that's how a lot of people buy now, actually. So it's okay.
Well, and I'll be curious to see what the numbers are, as I'm sure you're going to be. But because it's 24/7, because the exposure is, wow. I got a little more time to dawdle. Oh, I want to see the video on the wrought iron thing. That's kind of, you know, that would look, it's not so,
right,
lady,
and
lady, will you stop talking to that guy? I want to talk to him.
Right.
There's a different dynamic going on.
Totally different dynamic. Yeah, and we're learning from it. And we're also encouraging our members to really adapt to that. Like, watch what your peers are doing. See what kind of sales they're making off of the videos they're doing and the engagement they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot to be learned there. And, they're amazing me that they're avidly attentive to. That was a poorly stated statement.
No. That's good.
That's
why you fit in well here. We do it constantly.
We're wicked focused.
There we go.
There you go.
Thanks, New England girl. I love it.
Yep. You from Maine by any chance?
No.
Okay. Everything's wicked good in Maine. Wow. What's the most expensive piece you've ever sold?
Ooh.
A $500 hat.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That's the most expensive piece I've ever sold.
That must
sold.
Have been a hell of a hat.
They're all hell of a hat.
Well, yeah. Wow. How about for jewelry?
It's probably the same price range, but in that $400 or $500 range.
Really?
Yeah, my stuff is not like precious metal or fine stones or anything like that. So it's really all about the craftsmanship. It's all textile.
So what's your niche?
It's all about the look.
Is it
kind of boho bombshell?
Okay.
Oh, nice.
But
okay. Okay. Yeah, but I'm. Thank
but
you.
I like it. No, I got the drums in there. But obviously, there's a market for that.
Big time, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love the steampunk crowd. I love the Ren Faire people.
Yeah.
I love the cosplay people.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, we've also got the gals who want the big statement necklaces. Those are my girls. Bring them on.
Where do you get your ideas?
I drink a lot.
Okay, Mary.
And then I filtered some ideas.
Now notice,
and then when
she's
I wake
honest.
Up,
you're in denial. All right, see the difference,
you know,
here.
I get so many fabulous ideas. When I first started this, my mom was like, "Aren't you afraid you're going to run out of ideas?" And I always really like I got into that Alice in Wonderland mentality of like I have six impossible ideas before breakfast. No, I will not run out of ideas.
Yes, will
I'm
going
to run out of time. I'm
right.
going to die
to
before
get to all
I
those
can get
ideas.
Them all
yep.
But no, I get ideas all over the
but
place.
See, I like that attitude.
Yeah.
Because we'll come in some days. We have no guests. And so we're looking
what do you got?
We're looking at each other 5 o'clock in the morning going, what do you got? Nothing.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Let's
nothing.
Talk about
okay.
how they make formica. This is interesting.
And we're off to the races.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, other people will be, oh, my God, we've got nothing.
There's
the world's
always
a big
something.
But there's
place.
A certain yes. attitude that if you don't understand it, you won't get it.
Right.
And obviously you get it, and I know
you
do
You
too.
Can't subscribe to the scarcity mentality if you're
no.
an artist. You right. have to believe that the world is just bringing you more and more and more and more, and the more you accept, the more it'll bring you.
Correct.
And,
you
correct.
Can give more and more and more.
And we're not
but you got to be open to taking it. You got to be right. open to
There's
getting it.
There's got to be a flow.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
There is. It's a back and forth.
And don't be afraid to fail, as evidenced by the show. We fail all the time.
I fail over
we fail
and
every day.
Over again with undiminished enthusiasm.
Yeah, that's
no,
great.
I get
that's
it.
Great.
No, I firmly
We are
get
learning
it.
Nothing if we are not failing.
How many people, crafts people are in now?
So 140.
Wow.
And then we have the exhibition folks, and that's about 75. So,
wow.
you know,
over
good,
200.
Good representation. Yeah.
yeah.
And normally we
well,
have in total around 300, 350 involved in the entire fair. So that's not bad.
I was going to say you're down, but not by much.
Not by
no.
much at all. So.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
it's pretty
great.
Exciting.
You know, and again, the magic is happening with each and every artist in their workspaces. Stuff is coming out. Unless you know about it, you're not going to know about it.
No, if I go to the website, is it broken down by woodwork, ironwork, jewelry, or is it just see all?
No.
We
actually use one of the things I'm most excited about is that we use the framework of our existing website and built it out so that we now can use that again in the future.
Okay.
So on our website, you'll see our media categories, clay, fiber, metal.
Okay.
And specifically, you've got to go into the virtual fair because we've basically made that a separate area with the participating artists versus the members who are not participating.
Correct.
Very easily. And then when you go to a page of fiber, you'll see all the fiber artists who are participating in the fair.
So what would hats
really
be
easy.
Under?
Fiber.
Fiber. Hats is Fiber. Because that's the medium.
Cool. You don't just see the listing. You see a thumbnail for every artist. So you can get a sense of what they're all about before you click on that.
Oh, that's great.
Who wrote the thumbnail? You or?
The league does.
You're seeing a picture. You're seeing a photograph of their work. So you really understand where you're headed.
Yeah.
It's very navigable. Very, very navigable.
Wow.
And that means a lot coming from Amy, who's smart on these things.
Yeah. Right. Well, exactly. That's great.
Wicked smart.
Wicked.
I love it.
All right. Well, look, it's over on the 9th.
Correct. Yeah.
We give you the 10th and 11th to sober up.
Thank you.
Come on back in after that, and let's do a postmortem and take a look, and you can tell us about, oh, my God, we broke records, and we did all kinds of fabulous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. If my board members give you a call, just speak on my behalf, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
There was a couple extra days of a hangover. Yeah,
I'm calling for Miriam.
They did wicked good.
She's not gonna be available till Thursday, yeah. So.
That means they did wicked good.
They did really, really good.
Yeah. Thank you for including us in part of the build-up. I mean, because you know we're all about New Hampshire. We love it.
You are quintessential New Hampshire.
We love it. And this is the year we have tried to give a lot of shout-outs to nonprofits because they're all getting creamed.
I know.
And they're not able to use the traditional venues to get the money they need to get the message out.
Right.
Yeah. So if we can give some exposure, we're happy to do it.
You've been a great example of a great partnership. Yeah. And yeah, the landscape's going to change. It's going to be dramatically different.
I know.
Yeah.
For all of us.
Yep. Yep.
NHcrafts.org. That's the place to go.
Thelma and Louise, a.k.a. Amy and Miriam.
Right off the cliff.
Yeah.
And we're,
no, that's on the 10th for her. But best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And I want to hear fabulous stories from both of you down the road.
We will return.
Excellent. All right, please do.
Thank you so much.
A stranger. Come in anytime. Miriam is coming.
Right. We're thanks, Amy.
Miriam, thank you so much. Have a great week. Have a great
thank
and wonderful
you.
NHcrafts.org.
We'll take a break. Back with more.